praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your light shining in our hearts. Thank you for your presence in us and with us. Thank you, Lord, for your promises you are bringing to pass in our lives. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you that way against us. We thank you for the strength you have given to us to do what is right in your sight. Thank you for your understanding that is giving us wisdom and perfection. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that has been guiding us, teaching us, instructing us, and opening our eyes to see the mysteries of your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for all the messages and teachings we have been receiving from you on this platform. We thank you for how you have used them to change our lives. We thank you also that today you will speak to us once again, and we will be edified by the entrance of your word. Thank you, Lord. I ask, oh God, that as your word will be coming out at this hour, let it help everyone. Let it produce revival, healing, deliverances, restoration, and transformation in every life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And if you can remember, we stopped at point H, where I said Jesus is our shepherd and we are his sheep. Jesus is our shepherd and we are his sheep. Yeah, and I have talked on Psalm 23 from verse 1 to 4. And I will move into other scriptures. In the book of Psalm 95 verse 7. Yeah, let me read it. Psalm 95 verse 7. It says, "For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice," it says, "for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice." Yeah, Psalm 95 verse 7. It ended with that, maybe is a phrase or is a clause, I don't know, but it ended where it says, "Today, if you will hear his voice. Yeah, Psalm 95 verse 7. The latter part says, today, if you will hear his voice. So which means that being God's sheep, it has a lot to do with hearing his voice. And by hearing his voice doesn't mean that you heard the sound of his voice. Just like you are hearing my voice now. And when the Bible says, if you will hear his voice, the Bible is also saying that if you will obey when you hear. Yeah, that's what it means. The Bible also said that do not be hearers only, but be ye doers of his word. Yeah, so if we want to have this relationship with God, which is the relationship of a shepherd to a sheep, if we want to have a strong relationship with God as like that of the shepherd to the sheep, then we must be willing to hear his voice. We must obey when he speaks. We must obey what he has said already. Yeah, I strongly believe if we obey what God has already said, it will put us in a position to receive more of what he wants to say concerning our lives, callings, and destinies. Yeah, some people, they have set aside all the instructions and commandments in the Bible. They have set aside all the messages and teachings in the Bible. And they are asking God, God, I want you to speak to me. I want you to tell me about yourself. I want you to tell me about my calling. I want you to reveal the future to me. Yeah, of course, there's nothing wrong in asking God to speak to you those things. But the question is, the ones he has already said, what have you done with it? The ones God has already revealed and spoken in the scriptures, what have you done with those ones? Have you obeyed them? Do you believe them? Do you follow them? So the key to really hearing the voice of God very clearly is in the scriptures. I mean, is in obeying the scriptures, doing the word of God that is already written in the Bible, believing it, meditating on it, following it, and practicing it. If we can do that, definitely we will suddenly or simultaneously find ourselves in the realm where we began to hear more of his voice. We find ourselves in the realm where his voice began to communicate deeper things to us, deeper than whatever we have known while studying the word. Yeah, if we commit ourselves to doing all that the scriptures said concerning righteousness, concerning faithfulness, concerning the truth, then we will eventually find ourselves in the realm of God's voice. And his voice would now show us deep things than what we could have read in the scriptures. Yeah, deep things that will make the scripture more lively to you. Yeah, that is if you have been found obedient to what the scripture said, then the Holy Spirit will come to you and now begin to expose to you deeper things of God and of his kingdom. And that is when the scriptures will begin to become lively to you. You'll be reading the scriptures and you will have more understanding because the voice of God is now helping you. Yeah. I remember when I began to hear the voice of God. Yeah, I realized that whenever I open the scriptures, I see the same thing that the Lord has said to me through his voice. I see the same thing. Yeah, so it gave me more confidence that the spirit who spoke to me is the same spirit that produced the scriptures. Yeah, because when I search the scriptures, I see the same thing he already told me. Yeah, because he began to speak to me even before I began to open the scriptures. Yeah, so the key is in obedience to his word. If we can be obedient, then the Lord have a lot to show us. In John chapter 10, he said, my sheep hears my voice. Yeah, he said, my sheep hears my voice. He said they would not hear the voice of a stranger. Yeah, maybe I should read it. Open your Bibles to John chapter 10. Yeah, John chapter 10. Verse 3 says, to him the porter opened it, and the sheep hear his voice. Yeah. And then verse 4 says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Verse 5 says, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Yeah. And then if you look at verse 16, it says, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold, one shepherd, one fold, one shepherd. Yeah, so he said, the sheep hear his voice, that's one, and then they know the voice of the shepherd, yeah, that is two, and then they follow him, that is three, and then they don't know the voice of strangers, that is four, yeah. So you can see that if we are obedient, to the Lord, to his instructions, to his messages, to his guidance, if we are obedient to his voice, he's going to give us ability not only to hear his voice, but to know his voice. We will be able to know his voice and will be able to not follow the voice of strangers. We will be able to not follow the voice of strangers. Yeah, but only his voice. So this ability comes when you have proven to the Lord that you love him and that you will do everything he says and everything he teaches and everything he has commanded. And like I said earlier, you don't wait until you hear his voice before you follow him, because he has already said many things before you were born, even before your ancestors were born. And all these things are in the scriptures, they're in the Bible. So all you need to do is to search the word of God and do everything God commanded. Do everything the Lord Jesus commanded. Do everything that the Bible teaches. So if you can do this, naturally, the Lord will be drawn to you, or maybe I should say the mind of God will be drawn to you. The voice of God will be drawn to you. And as time goes by, you will have an ability to hear his voice concerning situations of life. Yeah, because the Lord will not let you be confused. The Lord will be your light. He will be your way. Yeah, so when you find yourself in a situation that looks like you don't know what to do, you don't know which step to follow, the Lord is going to rise from the midst of your mind, of your heart, and he will speak to you. He will guide you from the midst of his mind in your mind. Because if your mind is full of the word of God, the Lord will rise from the midst of his word in your heart, and he will lead you, he will guide you. He might not speak a voice, he will just put something on your mind and you will just know what to do at that time. Yeah, and this happens to people that are full of the Bible, the people that are full of the word of God, people that are obedient to the word of God. Yeah, because we keep the word of God in our hearts because we want to do it, not because you want to show the people that you can quote scriptures. That's not why we keep the word of God in our hearts. We keep the word of God in our hearts because we want to do it, because we don't want to sin against God, because we don't want to be found unrighteous or be found full of blame or blemish. Yeah, we want to please God. That is why we keep his word in our hearts. Yeah, so this thing is common to those who keep God's words in their heart because they want to obey God always, and because they are obeying that word or they are practicing that word. This is always common to those people. And it is that God always guide them. He always lead them aright. Yeah, God always arise from the midst of their heart to speak to them, especially when they need direction pertaining to certain issues in their lives. Some people, a scripture will just arise from their mind and an understanding will follow, and immediately they will know exactly what God wants them to do in that situation. Some people, they will just suddenly know what to do. They might not be able to explain how they know what to do in that situation, but because they are filled with the word of God, they will just suddenly know what to do or know what to say at that time, or know the actions to take, yeah, at that time. Why? Because before that time, they have been filled with the word of God. And they have been practicing. They have been living according to the word of God. Yeah, so that is it. Another thing is that God is not likely to speak to you if he realizes that you are rebellious. Yeah, God is not likely to speak to you if he realizes that you are rebellious. If he realizes that you are disobedient, that you will not do what he will say, then he will not speak to you. Yeah, because God is full of honor. Yeah, and God will not dishonor himself, if I can put it that way. Yeah, God will not dishonor himself. So usually when God sees that someone is not ready to do his will, he will hide his will from that person. But when he discovers that you are ready to do his will, you are willing to do his will, he will come to you and begin to expose to you a lot that is in his will for your life. Yeah, that's another thing about relating with God as a shepherd. Yeah, I pray for you that you will be willing to do the will of God in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you will be obedient to the will of God you already know, that you'll be obedient to the ways of God, to the instructions of God, commandments of God, laws of God that you already know from the Bible, so that God can show you more of himself and more of his ways in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I think I got the verse I was looking for in John chapter 10, verse 27. It says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." John chapter 10, verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Yeah, you know, there was a place in the scripture where Jesus said that some people will come to him on the last day, saying that they work miracles in his name, they cast out devils in his name, they healed the sick, and he would tell them that they should get out, they should depart from him, because he never knew them. Yeah, so some people have asked questions like, what does Jesus meant by saying he never knew them? Yeah, by saying he never knew them, or by saying that he would tell those people that he never knew them. So what does Jesus meant? Is Jesus trying to say that these people, he don't even know they exist, or he doesn't know their names, or he doesn't know their ministries, their calling? What exactly is that word, I never knew you, depart from me? Now you can see it, you can understand what Jesus meant in that place from this John chapter 10 verse 27. It says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. So how can we say that Jesus know you? Is by hearing his voice and by following him. And I said earlier that hearing his voice does not only mean that you heard when he spoke. It means you obeyed when he spoke. Yeah, for instance, if you have ever seen where the shepherds or hard hearts men, you know, hard hearts men that lead cattle, or shepherd that leads sheep and ram. Yeah, if you've ever seen how when they are leading these animals, I mean when they are directing and guiding them, you discover that just by making a sound, immediately the sheep hears that sound. They don't just stay there. They act immediately. I don't know if you have seen where shepherds are leading the sheep before, or herdsmen are leading cattle. You will be able to understand what I'm trying to show you now. Immediately they make sounds, or even sometimes immediately they make a sign. Those animals know what it means, and they respond immediately. So the sheep hearing Jesus' voice does not only imply that you hear when he speaks, just like you are hearing what I'm saying now. That's not what it implies in detail. What it implies is that you take action when you hear him. Yeah, so if you are such a Christian that take actions when God speaks, you take action based on the word of God, including what he has already revealed in the Bible, yeah, then we can say that Jesus know you. Yeah, if you follow everything he says, not that you follow 30% of what he says and you ignore 70%, or you follow 50% of what he says and you ignore 50%. Yeah, not that one, but that you follow everything he says, you obey everything he says. That is when Jesus knows you, that you are his sheep. Yeah, but if you don't do everything he says, the truth is that he doesn't know you. You might work miracles, but he still doesn't know you. Yeah, if you don't do 100% of what he has commanded, he doesn't know you. That is how the kingdom of God is. Yeah, so and that was why Jesus said he would tell those people that he doesn't know them. I think that is Matthew. That account is in Matthew. Matthew chapter 7. Let me read from verse 21. Then you can understand what Jesus was actually saying in that passage. Matthew chapter 7 from verse 21. Jesus started by saying, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. So you can see that verse 21 already explained why Jesus said he did not know them in verse 23. He said, only the people that do the will of the Father shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Only the people that do his will. So if you don't do his will, or you only do some part of his will, then be rest assured that in heaven they don't know you. Meaning that they can't identify with you in heaven. Though they recognize that you are doing something good, but they can't identify with you. They can't count you as one of them in the kingdom of God. Why? Because you are not doing the will of the Father. Yeah, you are not following Jesus. Yeah, maybe you are following the will of people, or you are following your own will. Yeah, so that is it. So we must be very careful when we follow Jesus, or we must be careful how we follow Jesus. Yeah, I think that's the best way to put it. Yeah, we must be very careful how we follow Jesus, because some are following him and yet they are not following him. Yeah, some are working for him. I mean, to them, they believe they are working for him, but to him, they are not working for him. Yeah, to heaven, they are not working for him. So we must be very careful. We must be very careful how we follow him, how we relate with him. Are we really obedient, and are we willing to do his will, or you only do the one that is convenient for you? Yeah, those of his will that are not convenient, you ignore. Then you are not likely to enter heaven or to enter into his kingdom. If you only do those of his will that is convenient or comfortable to you. Yeah. God spoke about Abraham. God said, I know him, because he's going to teach his children my ways. Yeah. Even about Moses, the Bible told us that Moses, We always do exactly what the Lord commands him. There have never been a time Moses did 95% of what God has commanded him. You can go through the Old Testament, especially the book of Exodus. Yeah, you will see that Moses we always do everything God commanded him, without removing one, or without falling below the requirement. He will do exactly. So if God said this measurement is 6 centimeter, Moses will make sure it's 6 centimeter. If God said is 12 cubits, Moses will make sure that he will make sure that the measurement is 12 cubits. Yeah, to to show how he was so keen to doing exactly what the Lord commanded. Yeah, so those are the kind of people God knows or Jesus knows. Not people that they only hear, but they don't do what they hear. They only read the Bible, they don't do what they read in the Bible. Yeah, heaven doesn't identify with those people. Those people might be gifted. They might be anointed. They might be famous. But in as much as they did not do exactly what the Lord has commanded, heaven does not identify with them. Heaven can be aware. Heaven can recognize that they are doing something for God. But heaven will not count them as one of the kingdom. Yeah, because they are below the standard of heaven. They are functioning below standard, or they are living below standard of God's kingdom. I believe you get the point. So that is why we must be very careful how we follow the Lord. We must be very careful how we follow the Lord. At least you have seen it in that passage, how it is possible to have spiritual gifts and to even work miracles, and yet you are not known in heaven, and Jesus doesn't know you, and heaven can't identify with you, but you have gifts, and you are doing wonders in the name of Jesus, but Jesus doesn't know you. So you can see from that scripture that it is possible. Yeah, very possible. So that is why we need to fear God a lot. We need to seriously fear God. God is no respecter of persons. Is no respecter of persons. So you might be the most anointed person in the world. You might be the best teacher. You can teach the Bible. You can be very eloquent. Yeah, but until you do the will of the Father, that is when heaven can identify with you. That is when even Jesus can identify with you. Yeah, if you have not done the will of the Father completely, 100%, heaven can't identify with you. And I already told you how you'll be made perfect in the will of God is by having an obedient heart, a humble and obedient heart. It's not by going to Bible school. It's not by reading books, listening to all manner of messages. You can go to Bible school. You can listen to a lot of messages. You can read many books. But if all those knowledge doesn't change your heart, it doesn't make you obedient to the will of God, then as far as God and heaven is concerned, you have failed. Or all those knowledge you have acquired is a waste. If those knowledge, the teachings you have been listening to, messages you have been reading, if they have not brought you to the place of absolute surrender to the Lord, if those knowledge have not brought you to the place where you are now obedient to the will of God, then those knowledge is a waste. As far as God is concerned, it means even those knowledge has failed in your heart. Yeah, so if there's anything you should seek to possess, is to have an obedient heart, a humble spirit, an obedient heart, such that even before God finishes speaking, you are already doing what he's saying. Yeah, before he finishes speaking, you're already obeying. And every time you know what is right, Every time God shows you what is right to do with your life, you don't hesitate to do them. So if you are that kind of Christian, then congratulations to you. Because heaven is for people like you. But if you are the Christian that it will take a long time before you will do 5 out of 20 of God's instructions. Let's say, for instance, God gave you 20 instructions. And before you will even do 5, it will take so long. Then you need to really repent and run to God for deliverance. Yeah, because heaven is not for Yeah, okay. Can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah, I think the network was not good. Alright, yeah, thank you for letting me know that you can hear me. Yeah, so as I was saying, can you still hear me? Okay. As I was saying, I said, heaven is for people. Okay, thank you for letting me know that you can hear me. I said, heaven is for people who have prompt obedience to the instructions of God, to the ways of God, to the directions of God, to the leadings of God, to the voice of God, to the commandments of God. Yeah, heaven is for people like that. Yeah, I said even when you don't understand, even when you don't understand what God is saying, said heaven is for people who have prompt obedience to God's instructions, to God's directions, to God's commandments, to God's voice. Yeah, I said not people that it's going to take a long time before God can, or maybe I should say God's ministers can convince them or persuade them to do what is right. Not people like that. So don't be like that. Don't be someone that ministers of God or your pastor or your church leader or brethren have to keep on talking and talking, advising and advising, counseling and counseling before you do what is right. Don't be like that. Yeah, so heaven is for people who obeys instantly. Immediately God gives an instruction, immediately God gives an order or a direction, you obey immediately. Yeah, heaven is for people like that. So that is why we must work on having a humble and obedient heart. As far as I am concerned, that is the most important thing in life and in destiny or in ministry and calling. That's the most important thing, that you are obedient and humble to follow the Lord, to follow His will, and to do His ways. So it's not about I want to speak in tongues, I want to prophesy, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want God to use me to work miracles. It's not all about that. All those are secondary. The primary is that we are obedient and humble to follow Him, to obey Him. So if you can get that one right, then you will get the others right. Yeah. So that was what I was saying before the network failed. So if you discover that your heart is not obedient enough and humble enough to do all the will of God, not 50%, not 20 or 30% of the will of God, but all the will of God. So if you realize that your heart is not yet in that position, then you need to seek God and let Him deliver you. Let Him circumcise your heart. Let Him give you a new heart. Let Him revive you. Otherwise, that is the reason you will not enter heaven. And that is the reason why you will do the work of God for 30, 40 years, and Jesus will tell you on the last day that He doesn't know you. Yeah, if that your heart is not renewed, yeah, if He doesn't do a miracle of change of heart in your life, then you are not likely to make it to heaven. Yeah. You are not likely to make it to heaven. So that is why obeying His voice is the most important thing. You can read all the Old Testament. You will see that everything, the law and the Moses, I mean the law of Moses and the prophets were teaching, is all about obeying the word of God. Yeah. Doing the word of God. May the Lord help you in Jesus' name. So now let's look at another scripture in Psalm 100 verse 3. It says, "We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Yeah, so that's another verse confirming that Jesus is our shepherd and that we are his sheep. So if we are his people, then let us obey him. If we are the sheep of his pasture, let us follow him. If he is your God, obey him. If he is your shepherd, follow him. Yeah, one thing I realize about walking with God is that God will only commit himself to you in the same measure you have committed yourself to him. God will be faithful to you in the same measure you are faithful to him. Yeah, God doesn't force himself on people. So if you only open up a quarter of your life for God to occupy, God will not cross the boundary. He will not go beyond that quarter of your life. I mean, one over four of your life that you opened for him to occupy. So if you give him all your life, then he will take all your life. But if you only give him some part, that is where he would stay. And not to his disadvantage, but to your own disadvantage. In fact, to your own doom. Yeah. Because some people, they think if they are living for God, they think they are doing God a favor. You are not doing God any favor. You are doing yourself a favor. If you are obeying the scriptures, you are following him in his ways, you discipline yourself to live a pure life and holy life. Don't think you are doing anybody a favor. Don't think you are doing your pastor a favor. Is you yourself that is going to benefit, actually. So you are doing yourself great favor if you surrender all your life to the Lord, if you open all your life for him to rule and to dominate and to control. Yeah, then you are doing yourself a great favor. So let us obey him. Then we know how he is your shepherd. You will know how he is your shepherd if you obey him completely. Yeah. And then in John chapter 10, verse 1 to 29, yeah, you will see more of how Jesus is our shepherd. He said, I am the good shepherd. Yeah. So let me quickly take the last point under this teaching, which is point H. You know, we just finished with H. So now we are in H. Which is, the point is that he loved and rescued us when we were lost and gone astray. Jesus loved and rescued us when we were lost and gone astray. Now, if you remember the broad topic, the heading of this point is that our special relationship with him is explaining our special relationship with the Lord. Yeah, and this is the last point under that subheading. And to show that he loves us so much, Jesus did so much for us while we were not even his follower. I mean, where we were not even Christians, while we were sinners, while we were his enemies, where we were following the darkness, while we were still enslaved under sin and darkness, while we were friends to the, you know, to darkness, to Satan. Yeah, because anyone that practices sin is a friend of Satan, whether they agree or not. Yeah, so when we were his enemies, Jesus demonstrated that he loved us and he did great things to rescue us. Yeah, which the highest of them, I mean, the highest of what he did was that he laid down his life so that we can live forever, so that we can have eternal life, so that we can be delivered from the power of sin and darkness. Yeah. Let us look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25. It says, "For you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." Yeah, it says we were as sheep going astray, but now we are, you know, we are now with him. We have returned unto him. We have surrendered unto him. Yeah. So Jesus did a lot for us. A lot that guarantees our healings, our deliverances, victories. He did all these things while we are yet to even give our lives to him. Yeah, so that is a great love. That is a great love. And we should not take it for granted. We should not abuse that love. We should love him back, because he did it for us. He don't have to do it. He did it for us. I mean, he did it so that he did it for our benefit. Not because he have to do it, but because it will mean a lot to our souls. Yeah, which it does mean a lot for our souls. Yeah, when you reach heaven, you will know what it means to have eternal life. Though some of us know what it means even now that we are still in the earth. Yeah, because we have a lot of that life functioning in us. We are experiencing so much of eternal life, even right here on earth. Yeah, but to some people, it is when they reach heaven that they will really know what Jesus did. Yeah, so even if you can understand the detail of what he did for your soul, make sure you don't abuse what he did. Surrender unto him. Yeah, so that you won't regret not doing that. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here. So this is the last point in the whole teaching. So we are done with building a strong relationship with God. You know, that was the broad topic, or that was the theme. Yeah, that was the theme. So building a strong relationship with God. So we are done with that theme now. The next subject or theme we'll be looking at is maybe I will introduce it later. All right. It's going to be a very short study. We'll be looking at fellowship. Yeah, we'll be looking at the need for fellowship. That will be the next topic or the next theme. And it's not as long as the one we just concluded. We'll be talking about fellowship, which entails fellowshipping with one another. Yeah, what it means and how powerful fellowshipping with one another can be. I mean, you and I, just as we are in a meeting right now, it's called fellowship. Yeah, so how powerful it can be, what it entails, we just look briefly at that, or at those things. That will be the next theme or subject. Let us pray. If you have questions, you can ask. Any questions based on the just concluded Bible study? Yeah, you can ask on the group. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for you are a faithful God. We thank you for helping us to understand your will. Yeah, even to this point, we know that there is so much in your will, but at least you have helped us to understand the basics. And also we thank you for showing us how beautiful a relationship with you can be. Yeah, we thank you for how you have helped us since when we started this topic. And we thank you because you have opened our hearts to know what we can do to enhance our walk with you. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O God, that as many who have had this teaching and are willing to begin to get deeper with you in personal fellowship and relationship, oh God, give them grace to achieve this in Jesus' name. Make it easy for everyone in this category to do your will, to please you, to hear from you, to know you, to be filled with your spirit, and to have knowledge of the mysteries of your kingdom. Make it easy for everyone in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We pray, oh God, that as we would be going to the next teaching next week, show us more of your mind. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.
Goodbye.